Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
This morning we would like to turn to one verse in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
今天早上我愿意请大家翻到一处圣经，在尼希米记第八章第十节。
Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
尼希米记第八章第十节。
Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
你们不要忧愁，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。
Sooner or later that you and I will need a strength as we walk on this earth.
不久我们就在这个世上行走的时候，我们就需要有力量。
And it's good to know what is our strength.
知道什么是我们的力量是非常好的。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
And we turn to Psalm chapter 16, verse 2 and 3.
请翻到诗篇第十六篇第二节和第三节。
It's a precious verse to reveal to us what is joy.
这个是非常宝贵的经节。让我们看见什么是喜乐。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 2 and 3.
诗篇第十六篇第二节和第三节。
I say to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good besides you. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight.
我的心哪，你曾对耶和华说你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever.
在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Another very precious verse to reveal to us what is the joy.
另外一节圣经是非常的宝贵，让我们看见什么是喜乐。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.And has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
For the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，忍受了十字架的苦难。就轻看羞辱。
Let's turn to Philippians.
那我们翻到腓立比书。
Chapter 1, verse 17 to 21.
第一章第十七节到第二十一节。
Philippians, chapter 1, verse 17 to 21.
腓立比书第一章第十七节到第二十一节。
The former proclaimed Christ out of selfish ambition rather than from pure motives, thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚，这有何妨呢？ 或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督就近被传开来了。为此，我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救，照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
第二章第一节和第二节。
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection or compassions, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Chapter 4, verse 10 through 13.
第四章第十节到第十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 10 through 13.
第四章第十节到第十三节。
But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last you have received your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Now that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstances, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering needs. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生，你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。 我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是谁在我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。Let's
have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一点的祷告。Father,
this morning we're so grateful that we can worship. We can fellowship together in Christ.
天父，我们今天早上实在是非常的感谢，我们可以在基督里一同来交通，一同来分享。
We pray that you will lift up our heads, lift our spirit, even lift up our voice, so we can rejoice. We can rejoice in the Lord.
求你提起我们的心，提起我们的灵，叫我们能够来靠在你的里面喜乐。
Open our eyes to see that you are sitting on the throne. You are not only control the space, you also control the time.
让打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你是坐在宝座上的主。你不管是掌管空间的，你也是掌管时间的主。
So that we can bring everything to you and trust that you will rule and reign.
我们能够把凡事都带到你面前，深信你是掌权的主。
All we need to do is to rejoice in the Lord.
我们要做的就是在主里喜乐。Thank
you that we have this precious time before your word.
我们感谢你在你的话语面前，我们有这样宝贵的时间。We
pray that the Holy Spirit will anoint our heart so we could understand your voice.
愿圣灵来恩膏浇灌在我们的心，叫我们能够明白你的话语。
for the speaking, for the translation, and for the hearing.
为着说话的，为着翻译的，和为着听的。
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
离开了你，我们就不能做什么。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
When I read the Philippians, there's one thought that really captured my heart.
当我读腓立比书的时候，有一点实在是抓住了我的心。
As Paul, when he said, I have learned the secret in any and every circumstances.
就是保罗说，我已经学会了，我已经得着了秘诀，谁至谁在。
It is such a precious thing that someone declared that he has learned the secret.
这是一个何等宝贵的事情，就是有一个人说他已经学会人的秘诀。
Remember that Paul didn't say, I have heard about the secret.
你看见保罗并没有说我已经听见了这个秘诀。
Most of us have heard the secrets of life in the first week of June.
我想我们许多的人在六月初的第一个礼拜，我们都已经听到了关于基督徒生活的秘诀。
Not only we heard it, we heard it three times.
我们不仅是听见了，我们还听见了三次。
We heard three times our brother share with us about the secret of Christian life.
三次我们的弟兄与我们交通到基督徒生活的秘诀。
Paul didn't just hear it.
保罗并不是仅仅听见了。
And he said he learned the secret of Christian life.
保罗乃是说我已经学会了基督徒生活的秘诀。
So this morning we'd like to take all of us a step further.
所以今天早上我们愿意再往前走一步。
It's not about hearing the secret of Christian life.
并不是关于到只是听见基督徒生活的秘诀。
It is about learning the secret of Christian life.
乃学会这个基督徒生活的秘诀。
Many of us are in school right now.
我们许多的人都在学校里。
So we learn every day.
所以我们每天都在学习。
But how do you know you actually learned something?
那你怎么知道说你已经学会了什么事呢？
You know, there's a method. By the end of the semester, there is a scorecard.
你知道在学期结束的时候就有一个成绩单。
You know, you take your scorecard, then you can prove you actually learned something.
那你拿到成绩单的时候，那就证明说你到底有没有学到什么。
Is there any scorecard for learning the secret of Christian life?
在我们学习基督徒生活的秘诀里面，是否也有这样子的成绩单呢？
Or in other words,How do you know you have learned the secret of Christian life?
换句话说，你怎么知道你已经学会了基督徒生活的秘诀呢？
How can you comfortable like Paul said, I have learned the secret of Christian life?
你怎能够像保罗这么有信心充足地说，我已经学会了这个秘诀呢？
Is there any measurement?
有任何的量度吗？
Is there any indication that someone has learned the secret of Christian life?
是不是有一个任何的定点是让我们看见到一个人是已经学会了基督徒生活的秘诀呢？
There is.
是有的。
Right in the book of Philippians.
就是在腓立比书里面。
It's the joy of the Lord.
就是耶和华的喜乐。
If someone who have learned the secret of Christian life,This person is full of the joy of the Lord.
若是一个人已经学会了基督徒生活的秘诀，他就是充满了耶和华的喜乐。
If you do not have joy of the Lord, you can never say that you have learned the secret of Christian life.
若是你没有耶和华的喜乐的话，你就不能说你已经学会了这基督徒生活的秘诀。
And that's the topic of this morning, the joy of the Lord.
这就是我们今天早上所要交通的，就是靠耶和华而得的喜乐。
First of all, we need to discuss the differences between joy and happiness.
首先我们要来先分别什么是喜乐跟快乐。
What is the differences between joy and happiness?
喜乐和快乐的区别是什么？
It's the differ from his origins.
它的区别乃在于它的起始。
Happiness comes from changeable things and circumstances.
快乐乃是来自于那些会改变的人事物。
The source of happiness are those that can be changed and those who are around us.
喜乐的源头乃是那些会改变的事情跟在我们旁边的周围的环境。
When Adam and Eve were in the garden, there's no need for happiness.
当亚当和夏娃他们在园中的时候，他们不需要有快乐。
The Lord is their joy, is their happiness.
主耶和华就是他们的喜乐，就是他们的快乐。
But when they were driven out of the garden, something changed.
但是当他们被赶出园中以后，就有事情改变了。
They realized this on this earth outgrow the thorns and thistles.
他们就发现从地里长出了荆棘和蒺藜来。
And men have to sweat to eat.
人必须要汗流满面才能糊口。
Until they return to the ground.
直到他们归回到尘土。
Man without God, his life can be described by this tragic sentence.
人没有神的生活就是可以用这样子的句子来形容他们悲剧性的生活。
Men have to sweat to make a living until they return to the ground.
就是人要汗流满面的才得以糊口，直到他归回尘土。
Therefore, man began to seek happiness.
所以人就开始寻找快乐。
To alleviate them from this tragic of life.
要让他们能够脱离在这种悲剧性的生活里面。
How can we live on this earth when we only thing we can look forward to is one day we will return to the ground?
那我们在生活在这个世上，我们能够得着什么呢？因为有一天我们就要归回到尘土。
While we are waiting, we have to sweat to make a living.
但在我们在等候的这段时候，说我们却要汗流满面才得糊口。
Lamech found a happiness.
拉麦就找到了一个快乐。
He married two wives.
他娶了两个妻子。
And this is the way Lamech said, oh, I have to find happiness.
这就是拉麦他寻求到他快乐的原因。
And he may be the first person has more than one wife.
他也许是第一个人有多妻子的。
And Jabal discovered happiness in building tents.
亚巴就发现说在建造帐篷他得到快乐。
By raising livestock.
然后他牧养牲畜他也得到快乐。
Now this life is so tragic. I need to find happiness in building my own tents and raising my own livestock.
这个生活充满了悲剧，我必须要在建造帐篷和牧养牲畜里面找到快乐。
And Jubal find happiness in music.
尤巴就在音乐里面找到快乐。
Now this life is so tragic. I need to find happiness in music.
这个生活充满了悲剧，我必须要在音乐里面找到快乐。
Tubal Cain found happiness in making tools out of iron and bronze.
土巴该隐就在打造铜铁利器里面找到快乐。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
thousands of thousands of years from now, these are still the places man found happiness.
就是千年万年之后，这仍然是人寻找快乐的方法。
Are you and I still find happiness in these things?
你我是否仍然在这些事情里面寻找快乐呢？
In wives, in physical pleasures.
在妻子在娶妻子的事上，在肉体的喜乐上。
In properties, in wealth and belongings.
在有拥有产业，在拥有富足这些事上。
In music and videos and internet.
是不是在音乐在网页找到快乐。
In the tools that you and I build or you and I can buy.
或是在我们所能够建造的器具，我们所能够购买的器具里面得到快乐。
Happiness comes from tangible things and circumstances.
快乐乃是从这些会改变的人事物和环境里面来的。
Joys come from things that are unchangeable.
喜乐乃是从那些不会改变的事情来的。
Joy comes from the Lord who is unchanging.
喜乐乃是从那位不会改变的主来的。
Therefore, happiness is always temporal and will not last.
因此，快乐总是短暂的，不能够永存。
Because it comes from things that is temporal and will not last.
因为它是乃是从那些是暂时的，不能有没有永存的事物来的。
The wisest man on this earth, Solomon, that he had tried all kinds of pleasure on this earth.
在世上最聪明的人，所罗门王。他试验了许多的事情。
At the end, he concluded.
最终他说
that all was vanity, and is striving for winds, and there was no profit under the sun.
最终他就说都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
Do we need to spend our entire life to prove that Solomon had already proven?
我们是否要用尽我们一生的年日来证明所罗门王所已经证明的事呢
？To pursue the happiness out of this world，
在这世界上来追寻快乐。
Joy is permanent and not long-lasting。
喜乐乃是永存的。
Because it comes from the things that stay the same。
因为它是来自于那些不改变的事。
When joy is in us。It really doesn't matter what happened around us.
当我们里面有喜乐的时候，就不在乎我们周围的环境。
The prophet Habakkuk rejoiced in the Lord of his salvation.
哈巴谷先知就因耶和华神的救恩而喜乐。
When the fig trees did not blossom.
他说，当无花果树不发芽，不发旺的时候。
Habakkuk rejoiced in the Lord when no fruits.Could be found in the vines.
哈巴谷仍然以耶和华为他的喜乐，甚至于当葡萄树不结果子。
The yield of the olive failed.
当那个橄榄树不效力的时候。
No cattle in the ranches.
当他棚里没有牛的时候。
But the Habakkuk said his feet is like hinds' feet.
但是哈巴谷就告诉我们说，他的脚。像母鹿的蹄一样
Because the Lord is his strength.
因为主耶和华是他的力量
Brother and sister, happiness is different from joy.
弟兄姐妹们，快乐与喜乐是不一样的
And the, only the joy of the Lord is our strength.
只有靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量
So what is the joy of the Lord?
那什么是靠耶和华而得的喜乐呢
？In Psalm 16, verse 11, gave us a very good revelation of what is joy.
在诗篇第十六篇就让我们给我们有一个看见什么是喜乐。
It says, "In your presence is fullness of joy."
他说，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
Joy has something to do with the presence of a person.
这个喜乐是与一个人的同在有关系。
Joy is not about things or circumstances. Joy is about in the presence of a person.
喜乐不是与我们的环境与人事物有关，乃是与在一个人的面前有关。
The joy is in the countenance of this person.
喜乐乃是来自于在这个人的面光之中。
If we are in God's presence,We will have joy.
若是我们在神的同在之中，我们就有喜乐。
Conversely, if we are not in His presence, there is nothing that will give us joy.
相反的，若是我们不在他的同在之中，没有一件事情会给我们喜乐。
It's the countenance of the Father that gives our Lord Jesus joy.
乃是我们父神的面光给我们的主耶稣喜乐。
That's the reason that on the cross, there are 3 hours that Jesus did not see the countenance of his Father.
所以当我们主耶稣在十字架上的时候有3个小时之久他没有看见父神的面光。
That's the only time from eternity past until eternity future that our Lord Jesus failed to see the face of his Father.
从过去的永远直到将来的永远，那三个小时是唯一的时候，我们的主耶稣没有看见他父神的脸面。
He lost the joy of the Lord.
因此他就失去了耶和华的喜乐。
And that's the cup that he didn't want to take.
那个就是我们主耶稣所不愿意喝的杯。
The joy is in the countenance of a person.
喜乐乃是在一个人的面光之中。
Because this person will never change.
因为这个人是永远不改变的。
Therefore, the joy will long last.
因此这个喜乐就能够长存。
In your right hand, there are pleasures forever.
在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Brothers and sisters, we will be filled with joy when we see the hands of our God moving around us.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们看见我们神的手在我们中间运行的时候，我们就有喜乐。
Why are we so joyful when we see a person being saved?
我们为什么这么高兴当我们看见一个人蒙恩得救了呢？
It is a joy that we cannot explain.
也这个是我们所不能够解释的一个喜乐。
Because we see the hands of God is moving around this person.
因为我们乃是因为我们看见神的手在这个人身上运行。
In his right hand, there are pleasures forever.
在他右手中有永远的福乐。
There, this is the joy.
这个是喜乐。
No one can take it away.
是没有人能够夺去的。
Even your wife cannot take that away.
你的妻子也不能够夺去。
Oftentimes, our joy was taken away by our spouse.
许多的时候，我们因着我们的配偶，我们就失去了喜乐。
We're so happy going home.
我们回家很非常的高兴。
And our spouse can take away our joy just by speaking of one simple sentence.
我们的配偶能够用一句非常简单的话就把我们的这个喜乐给夺去了。
Our spouse took away our happiness.
我们的配偶只是把我们的快乐夺去。
If we have joy in our heart,
若是在我们的心中有喜乐
，No one would take it away.
没有一个人能够夺取的。
Because no one can take the countenance of the Father away from us.
因为没有一个人能够把父神的面光夺取。
Just look at the Hebrew. Hebrew explain to us what is the joy.
让我们看看希伯来书他怎么样解释喜乐。
And he said who.For the joy set before him, Jesus, he endured the cross, despising the shame.
他就说主耶稣因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难。
So what is the joy that set before our Lord Jesus?
那在我们主耶稣面前的喜乐是什么呢？
The joy of our Lord is doing the will of the Father.
我们主耶稣的喜乐就是遵行父神的旨意。
This is his joy.
这个是他的喜乐。
As long as he's certain that he's doing the will of the Father, he has joy.
只要他是确定他是在遵行父神的旨意，他就有喜乐。
This is true for Jesus' entire life.
这个乃是描述了我们主耶稣一生的一生。
Our Lord Jesus did not have an easy life.
我们的主耶稣并没有一个非常容易的生活。
Fox have holes. The birds.Have nests, but Son of Man did not have a place to lay his head.
狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，但人子却没有枕头的地方。
Our Lord Jesus has joy because he's certain he's doing the will of the Father.
但是我们的主耶稣却有喜乐，因为他确定他是在遵行父神的旨意。
Our Lord Jesus is misunderstood by many, many people.
我们的主耶稣被许许多多的人所误会。
Brother and sister, today, if you are misunderstood by just one person, you will feel so horrible.
弟兄姐妹们，今天你若是被一个人所误会，你心里就是非常的苦恼。
But our Lord Jesus was misunderstood by even his brothers, by his disciples, by his country fellow Jews.
我们的主耶稣乃是被他的兄弟们、他的门徒们、 他的犹太的弟兄们所误会。
He was even hated by the people he truly loved.
他甚至被那他所爱的人所恨恶。
He was even betrayed by one of his disciples.
他甚至被他的一个门徒所出卖。
But he has joy.
但是他有喜乐。
Because he knows he's doing the will of the Father.
因为他知道他乃是遵行父神的旨意。
Therefore, he endured the cross, despising the shame.
因此他就忍受了十字架的苦难，轻看羞辱。
Because this is the will of the Father.
因为这是父神的旨意。
This is his joy.
这个是他的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, no one would take this joy away from you.
弟兄姐妹们，没有一个人能够把这样的喜乐。
No one.
没有一个人。
Because the will of God will never change.
因为神的旨意永不改变。
If doing the will of the Father is your joy, this joy will never be taken away.
因为若是遵行父神的旨意是你的喜乐，那就这个喜乐是永远不能够被夺去的。
This is the joy of the Lord.
这个是靠耶和华而得的喜乐。
The joy of the Lord is in a person.
靠耶和华而得的喜乐乃是在于一个人。
And this person is our Lord Jesus.
那这个人就是我们的主耶稣。
Joy of the Lord is doing the will of the Father.
靠耶和华而得的喜乐就是遵行父神的旨意。
If we have this joy in our heart,
若是在我们心中有这样的喜乐,
then we will say, I have learned the secret of Christian life.
那我们就能够说，我已经学会了基督徒生活的秘诀。
I learned the secret how to deal with abundance and how to deal with poverty.
我有这个秘诀，我已经学会了这个秘诀，怎样处丰富，怎样处贫贱。
Because the joy in my heart does not depend on poverty or abundance.
因为在我心中的喜乐不是因为贫穷或者富足而定义。
So how do we practically enter into this experience?
那我们怎么能够在实行中进入这个经历呢?
First, we must experience this joy in Holy Spirit.
首先我们必须在圣灵里来经历这个喜乐。
Because the joy is the countenance of our Lord Jesus.
因为这个喜乐乃是我们父神的面光。
But how can we be in the presence of our Father?
那我们怎能在父神的同在之中呢?
How can we see our Lord Jesus?
那我们怎么能够来看我们的主耶稣呢?
And this was the same worry the disciple had before Jesus depart.
这也是在主耶稣要离世之前门徒们所担忧的一件事情。
Disciple were very, very worried about, Jesus is about to leave.
主耶稣就要离世，这些门徒们非常的担忧。
And so we will be like orphans on this earth because the people will hate us.
他们就想我们就要成为孤儿，在这世上要成为孤儿，别人人人都来恨恶我们。
And before Jesus depart, and he spoke specifically to disciples.
在主耶稣离世之前，他特别的告诉了门徒们。
And Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. And that he may be with you forever.
主耶稣就对他们说，我要求父，父就赐另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
You only have me for more than 3 years, but you will have this helper forever.
你与我同在不过三年之久，但是这个保惠师要与你永远的同在。
After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me.
过在还有不多的时候，世人就看不见我，但是你们却看见我。
You will see me.
你们却看见我。
Because I live, that you will live also.
因为我活着，你们也要活着。
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
到那日，你们就要知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Jesus was saying, pretty soon nobody will see me.
主耶稣告诉他们说，再过不多的时候，人就看不见我了。
But you will see me.
但是你会看，你们会看见我。
Where can you see me?
那你拿在哪里能够看见我呢
？You see me inside of you.
你在你的里面来看见我。
I'm in the Father, and you in me, and I in you.
我在父的里面，你们在我的里面。
So there is a helper that will be with us forever, and this helper is in us.
对，有一位保惠师要永远与我们同在，他就在我们的里面。
This greatest news.
这是一个何等伟大的一个消息。
It's the joy is in us forever.
乃是这个喜乐是永永远远的在我们的里面。
Only in the Holy Spirit we will be able to see the countenance of our Lord and we will experience His presence.
只有在圣灵里面我们才能够面见我们父神的面光，我们才能够有这样的永远的喜乐。
The process for kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗告诉我们说，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
How can we declare that I have no goods beside you, only in the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么能够说除你以外我没有其他的好处？
How can I declare the Lord is my portion of my inheritance and my cup, only in the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么能够说耶和华是我杯中的份，是我永远是我永远的产业，只有在圣灵的里面。
The Holy Spirit inside of us.Counsel us and instruct us 24 hours a day.
在我们里面的圣灵指教我们，警戒我们24小时一天。
I was actually struggling with one point in this message of Friday night.
在星期五晚上，我就在有一点上在有点挣扎。
I don't know how to connect two points.
我没有办法把两点连在一起。
I meditated for hours. I couldn't connect it.
我花了许多的时间在那边默想，但是我却没有办法把它连接在一起。
And I went to sleep.
然后我就去睡觉。
And I don't know how what happened. The next morning, I know exactly how to connect those two things.
那不知怎么样，那第二天早上我就知道怎么样把这两点连在一起。
I don't know whether I was awake or I was.
我不知道我是睡着呢还是醒着。
But there was an instruction given to me.
在就有一个警戒给了我。
Brother and sister, this happened very often.
弟兄姐妹们，这是常常发生的。
There was instruction given to us.
就有一个警戒给了我们。
Often in the night.
常常是在夜间的时候。
Our problem is that we often ignore that instruction.
在我们的问题乃是我们常常忽略了这样子的指导。
We quench the Holy Spirit.
我们消灭了圣灵的感动。
And we lost the opportunity.
我们就失去了机会。
If we simply obey the instruction of the Holy Spirit.
若是我们简单的来顺服圣灵给我们的指导，
The joy will fill our heart.
那喜乐就会能充满我们的心。
We will be in the countenance of our Father.
我们就在我们父神的面光之中。
We will receive the counseling and instruction even in the night.
我们就是在夜间，我们也能够得到指教，我们也能够得到警戒。
We experience this joy of the Lord in Holy Spirit.
我们在圣灵里面才能经历这样子的喜乐。
Secondly, we enjoy this joy.In fellowship.
第二点，我们在交通中来经历这个喜乐。
So what is fellowship?
那交通是什么呢？
I like simplicity.
我喜欢很简单的事。
Therefore, I always want to find a simple definition. So what is fellowship?
我很喜欢找一个非常简单的解释。那什么是交通呢？
I found that definition right in Philippians.
我就在腓立比书找到这样的解释。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 15.
腓立比书第四章第十五节。
He said, "You yourself also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in matter of giving and receiving, but you alone.
腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，就是给予啊、和接受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会攻击我。
The word share is the same word as fellowship.
这个交通的字就是交通。
No church fellowship with me, and then he went on and defined what is fellowship. Fellowship is receiving and giving.
他说没有别的教会攻击我，那他就就为这个交通定了一个定义。交通的定义就是给予和接受。
To be more exact, fellowship is giving and receiving Christ.
更确定的说，交通就是给予和接受基督。
When we do give and receive Christ, we will have fullness of joy.
当我们给予和接受基督的时候，我们就有满足的喜乐。
We must give and receive at the same time to have fullness of joy.
我们必须，是给也是接受，同时给和接受，我们才能够得到满足的喜乐。
The Lord has given us a vivid picture to illustrate the differences between these two.
主就给我们一个非常一个图画，让我们能够来明白这件事。
You know that in Israel there's a high mountain called Mount Vernon.
你知道在以色列有一个高山叫做黑门山。
It's filled with snow on top of mountain.
在黑门山上总是有冰雪。
And this snow will melt down through the river into Jordan River.
那这个冰雪就会融化，就到了约旦河。
And the Jordan River would run into Sea of Galilee.
那这约旦河就会到加利利海。
So one on the north side, the water go into the Sea of Galilee.
所以从北面，这个水就进到了加利利海。
And on the south side, the water of Galilee flows out into the Jordan River again.
到在加利利海南边，这个水就又流到约旦河。
Then the water continue to flow along the Jordan River until it reached the Dead Sea.
那这个水就在约旦河里继续的流，一直到死海。
And after Dead Sea, there's no way the water will flow anywhere else.
到了死海，这个水就不再流出去了。
From the highest place, Mount Vernon, to the lowest place, Dead Sea.
从的最高黑门山，一直到最低死海。
It's the same water that flow all the way from Mount Vernon through the Jordan River into the Sea of Galilee, out of Sea of Galilee, back into the Jordan River, into the Dead Sea.
所以是同样的水，是从黑门山流下来到约旦河，约旦河到了加利利海，加利利海再流到约旦河，约旦河就到死海。
If you visit the Sea of Galilee, it's full of fishes.
你若是到加利利海边去看的话，那边有充满的鱼。
All kinds of life.
有许多的生命。
It's full of life.
是充满了生命。
If you visit Dead Sea,
你若是去到死海
，You will not find a single life in Dead Sea.
你在死海里面找不到任何的生物。
It's the same water.
是同样的水。
All come from Mount Vernon.
都是从黑门山上来的水。
What a difference is?
有何等的不同？
Because the Sea of Galilee receiving and giving at the same time.
因为加利利海乃是同时的接受并给予。
And Dead Sea keep receiving and receiving, never give.
死海，他只接受，永远不给予。
There will be no life.
就没有生命。
Without giving.
不给予的话就没有生命。
And this is so critical.
这个是非常严重的事。
Because fellowship is giving and receiving.
因为交通。乃是给予和接受。
Brothers and sisters, Lord has given us great opportunity that we can come together often to have fellowship.
弟兄姐妹们，神给我们许多的机会，我们能够聚集在一起，能够有交通。
When we always need to learn to give.
我们需要来学习怎么样的给予。
Maybe you feel I have really not much to give.
也许你觉得说我实在没有什么可以给予的。
But you must have 5 loaves and 2 fish.
但是你一定有，五饼二鱼。
It's never about the quantity, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，永远不是关于到量的问题。
Nobody had a lot to give in the first place.
没有一个人在能够先给。
We all had just a little bit that we can give.
我们每一个人都是只有一点点可以给人。
But we must learn to give that little bit that God had given to us.
我们必须要来学习把神所给我们的那一点点给出去。
Because give and it will be given to you.
因为你们给人就必有给你们的。
If we don't learn to give, we will never have more to give.
我们若是不学习给予，我们就永远没有余剩可以给出去。
If we learn to give and receive,
若是在交通里面我们学习给予并接受的话，
then we experience the fullness of joy.
我们就能够经历那满足的喜乐。
The fellowship is very precious among the saints.
在圣徒中的交通是非常的宝贵。
We differ in many ways.
我们在许多的方面都是不同的。
If not for the sake of Jesus Christ, we will not even know each other.
若不是主耶稣基督的缘故，我们根本就不会认识彼此。
There's only one thing in common here.
在我们中间只有一个共同的。
There is one thing in common here.
在这里只有一个是共同的。
That's Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Therefore, when we come together, we need to learn to give and take. Jesus.
因此当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们就必须要学习给予并且接受基督。
This is greatest joy on this earth.
这是在这世上最大的喜乐。
It's heaven, is heaven upon earth.
乃是犹如天在地一样。
If you have any encouragement in your heart,
若是在你心中有什么劝勉
any consolation of love in your heart,
在你爱心里面有任何的安慰，
any fellowship of the spirit,
在圣灵里有任何的交通，
any affection and compassion,
在心中有什么慈悲和怜悯，
fellowship to give,
就要能交通给予。
In fellowship we will experience the joy of the Lord to the fullness.
在交通里面我们就能够完全的经历靠耶和华而得的喜乐。
So, brothers and sisters, that I always want to receive something when I'm in the meeting.
弟兄姐妹们，在聚会里面，我总是想要得到一些东西。
I need to give, but always is determined to receive.
我虽然要给予，但是我总是定下心意，我要得到一些。
Sometimes some brothers and sisters didn't understand that.
有些弟兄姐妹没有办法明白这一点。
They said, "Oh, brother, why don't you just take the whole time?"
常常就说弟兄你就把所有的时间都给你吧。
And there's not enough, you know, take the whole time.
我们没有足够的时间就你就把所有的时间都给你。
I can take the whole time.
我是可以占据所有的时间。
I can give for the whole time.
我也可以在整个时间里面我都在给予。
But that's not fellowship.
但是那个不是交通。
I need to have fellowship.
我需要有交通。
I need to receive from you.
我需要从你那里得着。
That's the fellowship.
那个是交通。
Third.
第三点。
We experience the joy of the Lord in service.
我们在侍奉中来经历靠耶和华而得的喜乐。
Because the joy is doing the will of the Father.
因为喜乐乃是遵循父神的旨意。
Therefore, we experience the joy by serving our Lord.
因此我们就能够来经历这个喜乐，在侍奉中来经历这个喜乐。
If you never served the Lord before, you will not understand this fullness of joy in the Lord.
你若是从来没有过侍奉过神，你就没有办法经历这个喜乐。
And this joy cannot be explained.
这个喜乐乃是没有办法被解释出来的。
I cannot explain to you what this joy is about.
我不能够解释出告诉你说这个喜乐是什么。
Unless you begin to serve the Lord.
除非你开始来侍奉主。
Peter called this unspeakable joy.
彼得称这个喜乐乃是说不出来的喜乐。
I can't speak the unspeakable joy to you.
我不能够把这个说不出来的喜乐说出来。
The only way you can experience the unspeakable joy is to serve our Father.
唯一你能够经历这说不出来喜乐的方法就是来服侍我们的父神。
You notice that when Jesus served on this earth, he always had that joy in his heart.
你注意到当我们的主耶稣在世上服侍的时候他总是有这样的喜乐
And sometimes his joy cannot be explained
有时候他这个喜乐是我们所没有办法来解释的
One time Jesus was preaching gospel in Chorazins
有一次我们的主耶稣在哥拉逊在传福音
Bethsaida and Capernaum
他在伯赛大跟加百农传福音
These are the threecities on the north coast of Sea of Galilee.
这三个城市都是在加利利海北边的岸。
So these are the fishing villages.
这些都是渔村。
So these are the fishermen.
这些他们都是渔民。
You know, most of the disciples are fishermen.
也说你们也知道许多的门徒们他们也都是打鱼的。
So this is on home field.
这是乃是在家里面
familiar territories
但是他们所熟悉的环境
the people with similar backgrounds
也是有同样的背景
this should be the easiest place to preach the gospel
这应该是最容易传福音的地方
but their reaction was completely opposite
但是他们的反应却完完全全的不一样
their reaction is worse than Tyre and Sidon
他们的反应比推罗和西顿更糟糕。
You read the Old Testament, you know that how terrible the two cities, Tyre and Sidon.
你读旧约的时候，你就知道推罗和西顿他们的对神的反应是多么的不好。
The people in this three little village, their reaction is worse than city of Tyre and Sidon.
但是在这个三个渔村里面的百姓，他们对这个福音的反应比推罗和西顿人更差。
How do you feel?
那你有什么你怎么想呢
？You preach gospel in your home.
你在家里面传福音。
You preach the gospel to the people that you know.
你对那些你知道的人来传福音。
And their reaction is worse than the people from Tyre and Sidon.
但是他们的反应却是比推罗和西顿人更糟糕。
There's no reason for any joy at that time.
在那个时候。哪里有喜乐可言呢
And Jesus rejoiced greatly.
但是我们的主耶稣却是大大的喜乐。
In the Holy Spirit.
在被圣灵感动。
Then he said, I praise you, my Father.
他就说父啊我感谢你。
Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants.
天地的主啊因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来向婴孩就显出来。
Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
父啊是的因为你的每一本是如此。
Jesus rejoiced simply because this is the will of the Father.
我们的主耶稣他喜乐乃是因为这个就是父神的旨意。
It is unspeakable.
这个是说不出来的。
It cannot be explained.
你没有办法解释的。
Unless one day you and I are in service, then Lord will give us the extended experience.
除非有一天当我们在侍奉中我们的主就把这样的喜乐给了我们
Paul and Silas had similar experience as they first came to Philippi
保罗和希拉他们也有同样的经历相同的经历当他们第一次到腓立比的时候
before they were thinking they should go somewhere else
在这个之前他们本来想去别的地方
they want to go to Bithynia
他们想要到美西亚去庇推尼去
but the spirit of Jesus did not permit them
但是耶稣的灵却不许
so they went down to Troas
所以他们就到了特罗亚去
and a vision appeared to Paul in the night
在夜间就有异象像先于保罗
a man of Macedoniaappeal to Paul, said, come over and help us.
那有一个马其顿人就就请保罗说，请你到马其顿来帮助我们。
And nothing could be more clear than this.
这个没有任何事情能够比这个更确定。
A vision in the night, and the man of Macedonia appealed to Paul to come over and help us. There's nothing more clear than this. This is of the Lord.
这实在是出于神，因为他是夜间在异象之中有一个马其顿人来请保罗到马其顿去帮助他们，这是非常的明确的事。
Paul and Silas submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit and went to Macedonia and went into the city of Philippi.
保罗和希拉他们就顺服圣灵的带领，他们就到了马其顿，他们就到了腓立比这个城。
They saw a woman, Lydia, who was selling the purple fabrics.
他们就遇见了一个卖紫色布匹的妇人。
And this woman and her whole household were saved.
这个妇人吕底亚和她的全家就得救了。
But after that, nothing really happened.
但是除此以外就没有什么其他的事情发生。
And Paul was preaching in the city. It's not much is going on.
保罗就在城里面宣讲福音，但是却没有什么事情发生。
The only thing that happening is there's one slave girl possessed with the spirit with knowing Paul.
只有一个使女，她是被巫鬼所附的，她就在里面搅扰保罗。
And then Paul was so annoying. Then Paul turned around and said.You know, come out of this girl.
保罗因为心中厌烦，就转身对这个使女说，对那个鬼说，从他的身上出来。
And the spirit was driven out by Paul.
那这个鬼就被保罗所赶，被改罗保罗赶出去了。
Oh, this was a big problem.
哦，这就是一个大的问题了。
Because the slave girl is a Golden machine.
因为这个使女是一个金罐子，制金的机器。
The slave girl is a fortune teller that make a profit for her master.
这个使女能够能够看相，她让她的主人得利。
So the master of the slave girl grabbed Paul and Silas, put them in jail.
所以使女的主人们就抓住了保罗和希拉，把他们放在监狱里。
Here they were, leading by the Holy Spirit, a clear vision in the night to go to Macedonia, and now they ended up in jail.
看他们是有一个非常明确的。异象，他们在夜间得到异象，要他们去马其顿。他们到了马其顿，他们现在却落在监狱里面。
How would you feel, Paul?
你会怎么想呢
？Clear vision.
是一个非常明确的异象。
A man from Macedonia appealed to Paul.
一个从在一个马其顿人向保罗请求。
Now Paul and Silas.Sat side by side in jail.
现在保罗和希拉两个人就坐在一起在监狱里面。
But something that cannot be explained happened.
但是有一个是不能够解释的事情发生。
Paul and Silas were praying and singing in jail.
保罗和希拉他们在监狱里面祷告、唱诗、赞美。
Can you explain that joy?
你能够解释这样的喜乐吗
？Is that unspeakable joy？
这是不是呢？说不出来的喜乐呢
？As they were singing, an earthquake came, and the doors were opened, and the chains of all prisoners unfastened.
当他们在赞美神的时候，就有一个大地震，监门就都打开来，众囚犯的锁链也都松开来。
What a sight!
这是一个是何等的一个景象。
I hope to see a movie like that.
我真希望看见有一个电影是这样子的电影。
But there's even bigger miracle.
就是有一个更大的奇迹。
No one escaped.
就是没有人逃脱。
That was a bigger miracle.
这是一个更大的 奇迹。
The prison is full of prisoners.
对，监狱里面充满了囚犯。
The door were open.
监门都打开来了。
All the chains are unfastened.
所有的锁链都松开来了。
No one escaped.
但是却没有人逃脱。
Oh, this is glory.
这实在是何等荣耀。
Paul and Silas had an unspeakable joy.
保罗和希拉有说不出来的喜乐。
And this jailer and his whole household were saved that evening.
那一天晚上，这个禁足和他的全家就都得救了。
And the beginning of church in Philippi.
这个就是在腓立比教会的一个开始。
So the joy in Paul and Silas' heart do not depend on the circumstances at all.
所以你看见保罗在保罗和希拉里面的喜乐是不在于他们的环境。
Nothing can take away their joy because they knew they are doing the will of the Father.
没有任何的事物能够夺去他们的喜乐，因为他们乃是在遵守父神的旨意。
Only when we serve the Lord, we can experience this joy.
只有当我们在侍奉主的时候，我们才能够经历这样的喜乐。
So who can learn the secret?
那谁能够来学习这个秘诀呢？
I think we all very envy about this now.
我们现在都很羡慕这样这件事。
To learn that secret.
要来学会这个秘诀。
To have that joy in our heart that nobody can take away.
能够有没有人能够夺去的喜乐在我们的心里。
But who can learn the secret?
那谁能够学会这个秘诀呢？
Paul said, I have learned the secret of being filled or going hungry.
保罗说，我已经得着学会了这个秘诀，不管是饥饿。
Paul said, I have learned how to get along with humble means and how to live in prosperity.
保罗说，我能够储卑贱，也能够储丰富。
I have learned the secret of having abundance and suffering need.
我能够有余，也能够或缺乏。
In any and every circumstances.
谁是谁在？
Do you want to learn this?
你愿意学会吗？
Any circumstances and every circumstances.
在谁是谁在？
But who can learn this?
谁能够学会呢？
Is there a fundamental thing about this learning?
在这个学习中，是不是有一些根本的事呢？
Is anything that we need to understand about this learning?
有什么是我们需要来明白这样来学习，有这样的学习呢？
I searched the book of Philippians, I found one answer.
我就在腓立比书寻找答案，我就找到一个答案。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
在第二章第二节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 2.
腓立比书第二章第二节。
Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit. Then, pay attention, intend on one purpose.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。注意，有一样的意念。
Intend on a single purpose.
专心于一个目的。
In Garvey's translation, he translated thinking one thing.
在达密的翻译里面，他就说，就思考一件事。
King James said of the same mind.
在签订本里面，他的翻译就说是有一个心智。
NIV said to be one purpose.
在新国际本翻译本里面，就是说有一个目的。
Brothers, sisters, you know the problem that we have today?
弟兄姐妹们，你知道我们今天的问题是什么吗？
We are thinking about too many things.
我们乃是思考到、思念到许许多多的事。
Too many things on our mind. We're thinking about too many things. Paul says thinking about one thing.
我们在我们的心里面有许许多多的事情，但是保罗告诉我们说，只要思考、思念一件事。
The reason that we're not quick to learn the secret It's because we have too many things in our mind.
我们没有办法学到这个秘诀，乃是因为在我们的心里有太多的事。
We have mind of Jacob, but we also have mind of Esau.
我们有雅各的心思，我们也有以扫的心思。
There are two minds in us.
在我们的里面有两个心思。
We oscillate between these two minds, mind of Jacob and mind of Esau.
我们就在雅各的心思和以扫的心思中间转来转去。
Brother, sister, you can never to have one mind if you continue to struggle between mind of Jacob and mind of Esau.
弟兄姐妹们，你若是仍然在雅各的心思和以扫的心思中间挣扎的话，你就没有办法只有一个心意念。
Some of us learn to shoot the rifles.
也许有些人在学习射击。
I have the privilege to learn how to aim with a rifle.
我有这个经历，就是来学习怎么样射击。
When you use the rifle, you want to aim, you can only use one eye, not two eyes.
当你要射击的时候，你只能用一只眼睛来瞄准。
Nobody can shoot a rifle with two eyes.
没有一个人能够在射击的时候用两只眼睛。
No one can learn the circle of Christian life with two minds.
没有一个人能够来学会基督徒生活的秘诀是有两个心思的。
We need one mind.
我们需要有一个心思。
We need one thinking.
我们需要有一个想法。
We need to intend on one purpose.
我们需要专心于一个目的。
Paul has a single intent and single purpose.
保罗有单一的一个心意，有单一的一个目的。
Paul is thinking about one thing.
保罗只思考一件事情。
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
他就是说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Brothers and sisters, life has many, many things.
弟兄姐妹们，生活中有许许多多的事情。
I'll give you a most basic example.
我给你一个非常基本的一个例子。
In my family, we have 5 automobiles.
在我们家里面有五部车，5辆车子。
There is annual renewal of licenses.
每一年都要来付牌照费。
Inspection.
你要来车子的检查。
Tire rotation.
然后轮胎要换转轮胎。
Front wheel alignment.
你要前轮要调整。
These are the usual common things.
这些就是一些非常基本的事情。
4 times 5, 20.
4×5就是20次。
This is only one small thing in my life.
这只是在我生活中一件小的事情而已。
How many things in my life?
那在我生活中有多少的其他的事呢？
Life is a complicated thing.
生活实在是充满了复杂的事情。
But Paul reduced that into one thing.
但是保罗把这个减低到只有一件事。
For me to live, is Christ.
他就说我活着就是基督。
His life is centered on Christ.
他的生活围绕着基督而转。
Christ is a single purpose of Paul's life.
基督是保罗生活的单一的目的。
Paul's whole life can be explained by Christ.
保罗的一生能够用基督就来解释。
Paul's reason to live is Christ.
保罗生活的原因就是基督。
Paul's life is the hands of Christ.
保罗的生活就在基督的手里。
And to die is gain.
他说我死了就有益处。
If he dies, he will be there with Christ.
当他死了，他就能够与基督在一起。
If he dies, he will gain even more of Christ.
当他死了，他就能够得到更多的基督。
If he dies, he will be there to see Christ face to face.
当他死了，他就能够与基督面对面相见。
He has single intent and single purpose.
他有一个专一的目标，专一的目的。
This is the key to learn the secret of Christian life.
这就是我们学会基督徒生活秘诀的钥匙。
Reduce to one thing.
减低到一件事情。
Thinking about one thing.
思考一件事情。
How can I make this practical?
我怎能够把这件事情变为实际呢?
I need to fix my car tomorrow.
我明天就需要去修车子。
I need to do my tire rotation Wednesday.
我礼拜三需要把轮胎转一次。
My son need to see the eye doctor.
我的儿子需要去看眼睛医生。
I have a teeth problem.
我有牙齿的问题。
Man, this is coming upon me. How can I reduce that into one thing?
这些事情都临到我，我怎么能够把它减低到只有一件事呢
？It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Let me give you a little hint here.
我给你一个小小的秘诀。
Do you know, remember that when Jesus was in the wedding?
你记得当主耶稣在那个婚宴上吗
？And you remember that Jesus' mother told servants?
你记不记得他母亲对佣人说
？Do you remember what she said?
你记得他对佣人怎么说吗
？Jesus' mother said to servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
主耶稣的母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么？你们就做什么
This is the way we can reduce many things to one thing.
这就是我们能够把许多的事情减低到一件事情的方法
You and I can't reduce many things into one thing.
我们没有办法把事情减低到只有一件事
But if Holy Spirit in your heart to say to you whatever He says, you do it.
但是圣灵在你的心里对你说，他告诉你什么，你就做什么。
And you have reduced many things to one thing.
那你就已经把许多的事情减低成为一件事。
If you do this, your life will be simple again.
若是你这样子行的话，你的生活就非常的简单。
As simple as Paul's life.
就简单到像保罗的生活一样。
It's not that difficult, isn't it?
这是不是不是那么困难
？Whatever he says, do it.
他告诉你什么，你们就做什么。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们
The joy of the Lord is a wonderful blessing.
靠耶和华而得的喜乐是何等的福乐
And the joy is not the things, it's not circumstances.
这个喜乐并不是因着事物或者环境
The joy is in a person, our Lord Jesus.
这个喜乐乃是在一个人里就是我们的主耶稣基督
And joy is doing the will of our Father.
喜乐就是遵守父神的旨意
If we take Lord Jesus as our joy, if we take the will of God as our joy, then nothing can take away our joy.
若是我们以主耶稣为我们的喜乐，以遵行父神的旨意为我们的喜乐，就没有任何的事物能够把我们的喜乐夺去。
And we can experience this joy in Holy Spirit, in fellowship, in services.
我们能够在圣灵中，在交通中，在侍奉中来经历这样的喜乐。
But we must have intent.A single purpose.
但是我们必须要专注于一个目的。
We must thinking about one thing.
我们必须只是思考一件事情。
Before I conclude, I want to leave you one final thought on this.
在我结束之前，我要留给你们一个最后的思想思考。
And Psalm chapter 16, verse 3.
在诗篇第十六篇第三节
As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight.
论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that Jesus Christ take you and me?As his joy.
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？主耶稣基督以你我为他的喜乐。
We are his delight.
我们是他的喜悦。
Have you ever thought about this?
你有没有想过这件事呢
？The God of heaven and earth, creator of the universe, will take you and me as his joy and delight.
这位创造宇宙的神，这位天地的主。他以你和我为他们的喜悦。
What do you think of this?
你怎么想呢
？Nobody can hurt our Lord Jesus more than we can.
没有一个人能够伤害我们的主比我们更伤害他更多。
Angel cannot hurt our Lord Jesus.
天使不能够伤害我们的主。
Angel is not the joy and delight of our Lord Jesus.
天使不是我们主耶稣基督的喜悦。
We are His joy and delight.
我们是他的喜悦，我们是他的喜乐。
If we do not love our Lord Jesus,
若是我们不爱我们的主耶稣基督，
If we do not obey the Holy Spirit,
若是我们不顺服圣灵，
If we have two minds about Him,
若是我们在他的身上仍然有两件事，有两个私心的话，
We are hurting our Lord Jesus.
我们是如此的伤害我们的主耶稣。
Only the person that is your joy and your delight can hurt you.
只有是你心中的喜乐和喜悦才能够伤害你。
All the Philippians can hurt Paul.
只有腓立比人能够伤害保罗。
The two sisters, Euodia and Syntyche can hurt Paul.
那两位姐妹有阿爹徐多基，他们可以是他们伤害了保罗。
They did not live in harmony.
他们没有在生活在主里不同心。
Did they hurt each other?
他们有没有彼此伤害呢？
Yes, they did.
是的，他们有。
But they hurt Paul even more.
但是他们却伤害保罗更深。
Think about it.
思考这件事情。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can again.To see the word in Philippians.
天父，我们感谢你，早上我们能够来再看腓立比书的话语。
How we delight in the presence of our Father.
我们在父神的同在之中，我们有何等的喜乐。
Father, this morning we pray that you open the light so we can see.What is the joy of the Lord?
天父，愿你早上给开启我们，让我们能够看见什么是靠耶和华而得的喜乐。
Create understanding in our inner being,
在我们里面为我们创造一个明白的心。
To desire for this joy.
愿意得到这个喜乐。
And not pursue the happiness of the world.
不寻求世上的快乐。
We need your mercy.
我们需要你的怜悯。
To have this one mind.
叫我们能够有这样一个意念。
To have the single intent.
叫我们能够有样专一的心智。
Fix our eye on the Lord Jesus.
能够注视仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
Also remind us.
提醒我们。
We areYour delight.
我们是你的喜悦。
We are your joy.
我们是你的喜乐。
We ask for your mercy for this word.
我们愿你来怜悯这些话语。
Confess the adequacy of your vessel.
我们承认你器皿的不足。
And we give this word to the Holy Spirit.
我们把这话交在圣灵的手中。
And ask you to do your work among us.
愿你在我们中间做你要做成的工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。